The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
All families come together. We all have this beautiful dinner on Thanksgiving and discuss politics. Ooh, Dana Cortez Show is on. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I grew up in a dysfunctional family.
I think that's one thing all three of us have in common is the dysfunction in our families.
I think so, too. Well, I think most families do, but some families hide it better than others. And we're willing to discuss it. We were always having, like, discussions that were either inappropriate or sometimes my older, like, relatives would say something racist or somebody would pull a gun out. Like, no, I'm not kidding. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, whenever we got together, there was some craziness going down. We are going to teach you how to avoid the arguments over politics or whatever. You know what? Let's just get into this right now. Number three, you got to excuse yourself from the table or wherever it is you are. If that conversation begins, I'm Republican. Well, I'm Democrat. I'm independent. You say, I'm going to go vacuum. I forgot to vacuum. Use whatever excuse you can.
I always just take the conversation to sports. That usually just everybody starts talking about football or starts talking about basketball or whatever, and that will change the whole energy of the table.
Well, that's number two, change the subject. And these are things that I know it's strange, but, you know, I talked earlier about my family being dysfunctional and really having high anxiety. And I understand what that was before we'd have a holiday get together or any kind of family get together. I would get anxious from age 3, 4, 5. I remember. And these are things I even talked to my daughter about. Like if she feels like something might get uncomfortable, I talked to all three of my daughters, like change the subject. Say, oh, you know what happened at school? Because if a child or someone says something, oh, you know what happened at work? And you come with something positive, you're changing the whole energy of the conversation. Why are you over there laughing, Anthony?
Hey, I'm laughing at my point of attack for all this is just to agree with everybody. That's what I do. So they just like, Anthony's crazy. He's the most conservative liberal I ever met. Yeah, no, so like I just kind of agree with anybody. And then I hit him with the solid, dang, that's crazy.
That's crazy. The number one thing you have to do to avoid arguing about politics or whatever at the Thanksgiving table is listen, state facts, don't be ugly, and don't call that person a name. I know it's hard. That's so hard.
I remember when you and
an idiot.
Your mom's husband got into it about politics that one time, and you just kept pushing and pushing.
I'm not going to let somebody tell me something that's not true, though. I'm going to state facts. If you come at me with something that's not true, I like to be taught. I'm someone who, I did not know that. I want to take in the facts. I care about things that really, like 2 + 2 = 4. You can't come at me and tell me 2 + 2 = 8. I'm going to say no.
The only thing I'm trying to take in is some more stuffing and some more gravy. So save that convo for later.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Breaking up is really hard, right? Breaking up is the worst thing ever. I don't care if you're ready for a breakup. It hurts. There's a guy on TikTok that is moving out of his apartment, and you can clearly see that his ex is there. And something must have gone down. I don't exactly know what happened. But he hired a mariachi to follow her around the house while he's moving out. Take a listen. The entire time that this is happening.
Oh, man. He did this on Mexican Independence Day?
If he didn't, he should have, because that'd be funny. Obviously, whatever happened to them was
that's
not good.
That's funny, because unexpected mariachi music is the worst.
What do you mean?
If you've ever been out somewhere and you're like, I don't want to hear mariachis, and then they turn the corner and they're just like all playing. Oh my gosh.
When you're at the restaurant, and I love mariachi music, but when I'm eating,
I want it before. Stuffing enchiladas in my face.
Yeah, I want it before.
So I can only imagine when I'm angry all packing.
One time I was in L.A. with a bunch of my friends, and we were staying at this apartment, and we partied all night long, and this guy, he came downstairs, and he was trying to start a fight with me because we were making too much noise, and he knew the cops were coming up, but he was just, this is the kind of guy that is just a weird guy. So the next morning, he put his speakers on full blast with mariachi music.
Oh, Otto.
Blasting out he literally faced the speakers down.
I bet you guys hated that.
Yeah. Oh, started at 6 a.m. and left him on all day.
You grew up with a lot of Latinos, so you know, that just means it's time to start cleaning.
Wake up and start cleaning the house. But that was, you know, that's different. The most annoying thing that I think I've ever done, or petty, because I don't know that it was annoying, petty thing I've ever done with an ex is had his mother help me move out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I had his mother help me pack everything up, and then she knew where I was, and he didn't. That's pretty petty, right?
It's
pretty bad.
I mean, yeah, you turned a woman who brought him life on him, she
brought him into the world and chose me. That's how bad he was.
How was she though during it? Was she like so?
She helped me hide. She helped me pack everything. Okay, she helped me plot and scheme. Mm-hmm. To get my new place.
On her own son?
Yeah, he was not a good person. Yeah, that was the most petty thing ever. I don't even know, you know, and he didn't. He ended up finding out later that she helped me, but he knew he was bad too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there's anything. The mariachis might have been a good cherry on the sundae.
Compared to, you know, having somebody's mother flip sides, I've never done anything like that.
I don't know that anybody can top that.
I might have got you. I've told the story before, but I went to Spain to go see a girlfriend. And I was over there. I got to find out that she had a boyfriend in Spain while I was there.
To go overseas to find out
your girlfriend's cheating on you. So I come back and I'm in the United States and her cousin has a party. And so I decided that I was going to make sure that I found myself a girlfriend for the night.
Nice.
So then have the whole family
at
find out.
At her cousin's house?
At her cousin's house. So all the family got to find out. Everybody got to know. I feel like I won that one.
That is not okay.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the level of petty that I want to. I don't know if I want to ever reach that level of petty, but that's. I'm glad I have friends.
Bad after, but at the time it felt kind of
dirty,
good.
Naughty petty.
I flew halfway across the world to find out she had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do? Lay down and cry?
No.
Well, you lay down, all right. Yeah. I think she would have preferred you lay down and cried instead of what you did.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Someone listening right now needs a message from Sir Madi. It's time for What's Your Sign? So this is probably you right now. Madi, welcome. Hello.
Hello?
Woo! The sound of Sir Madi's voice makes me smile. Woo-hoo! Happy Monday. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Okay, so it is a holiday week. You said someone listening at this very moment needs a message. So what are you feeling?
The first thing that I'm picking up for this person is that there's a lot of things that have been unresolved in your life. And there's a lot, I heard the word karma. So when I get this message of karma, I feel this heavy weight that has been not just weighing on your shoulders, but also in your spirit. What I'm getting from this specific person is that they've been distracting themselves a lot. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of partying. I see a lot of drinking and enjoyment, but it's all artificial. It's not true enjoyment. It's not true fulfillment. It's just a suppression. It's just like they're putting a bandage on a wound that has not yet healed because they have been avoiding it. There is this sense of being called to focus on this because on the other side of this, there is this big blessing waiting for you. The blessing is not just going to be for your spirit, but also for your finances. So it's a very specific message about how we need to notice that whatever happens within, it actually translates into our external world. And you not paying attention to this wound, if you want to call it that, or this thing that you're avoiding, is also affecting your money. Not just the pain that you're carrying, but it's also translating into you being blocked in money, being blocked in opportunities. So you focusing on this, first, you're avoiding it because it's too painful to face. But you don't realize that by facing it, it's actually going to open up the doors that you've been waiting on.
Oh, my gosh. Stop blocking your own blessings and cleanse within. Okay. Very great message. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week, Sir Madi? It is a big holiday week. What are you foreseeing for all of us?
So there's two big things happening this week. One of the things is that Saturn is finally going direct after months and months. It went retrograde over the summertime, and it's finally going direct this Thursday on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, okay.
Saturn is the taskmaster. That's what I like to call him because he basically lays the law and makes sure that you follow the rules. And if you don't, he kind of cracks one on you. You know, like when your mom would get the chancla and you're not following the rules.
Yes.
So Saturn is coming back into duty. If you want, it's clocking back in and it's going to ensure that you follow the rules, that you're doing what you're supposed to do so that you get the blessings that you deserve. Mercury is also going direct this next Saturday. So at the end of this week, It's going to be going direct, and it's going to allow us to finally start thinking more clearly. There's been so much chaos, and when Mercury goes retrograde, it just creates more chaos. So this is a blessing that we're going to finally get a lot more clarity.
Woo! We need it because it has been a little crazy. I love that you say Saturn is a him. For some reason,
it's like a masculine energy.
I've always felt that too when I used to draw him. That's how I felt when I was little. All right.
Really?
So, I swear. I used to love drawing the planets. Pluto's my favorite.
You're tuned in.
I'm tuned in. I know she's a dwarf planet, but whatever. Now, if you would like a reading with Sirmati, you can call 877-730-DCS1. And most importantly, connect with her online. I'm going to tell you right now, too. She can tell you what's about to happen. It's kind of spooky, but I appreciate it. At Illis Divinity on Instagram. Sirmati, as usual, I hope you have a beautiful week. Happy Turkey Day. We love you. Talk to you next Monday.
Love you. Thank guys. You,
bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A Memphis man says that he was shot by his dog while lying in bed. So this man was taken to the hospital early in the morning in non-critical condition. The dog, he wasn't a great shot. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So what happened is he had his gun loaded on the side of the bed. The puppy, he's a pit bull puppy named Oreo, jumped up into the bed and boom.
Oh.
The gun fired.
He said, how about that cream filling?
Oh, my gosh. Grazed his thigh. Luckily, doctors said it was just inches away from the main. It's an aorta, right?
I thought you were going to say his main.
Oh, well.
That's what I thought you were talking about, too. Whoa, dude, man's best friend taking out man's best friend is not good. Not good at all, man. So was this on purpose, you think?
It was not.
Did he feed the dog that night?
I'm done with the dry dog food.
Where were the treats?
I got a bone to pick with you.
Literally. No, and the dog's fine. The man's fine. He did go home the next day. They kept him overnight just to make sure everything
was
all good.
Are you keeping that dog after it shoots you, though?
Yeah.
You're going to need a support animal. So, yeah.
And it's your own fault, automatic. You're supposed to put the gun under your bed. Definitely not right beside you to sleep next to you. He could have rolled over on the bed and discharged the firearm on himself.
What do you think the dog was thinking right before he pulled the trigger? And he's like, who's the good boy now?
I don't know, but who would think that a dog named Oreo would do something like this? He's got the sweetest, gentlest name.
Maybe he's led a rough life.
Hey, nice, dude.
Automatic.
You never realize how ridiculous your dog's name is until you have to yell it out, like angry or frustrated. Just imagine being shot.
I wouldn't even know what to do. Call the police or get you a cookie.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.